Atlanta episode 4 season 2. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host Elias Roush. Today we have Atlanta season 2 episode 4. We're doing a quick roundup today because I thought that this episode was relatively quick. It didn't feel like much of a long one, and it didn't require too in-depth of a cast. It consisted of Earn going to Oktoberfest with his girlfriend. I have no idea why I can't remember her name. For nothing, I can't remember her name. Let me make sure that I don't have everything blasting here in a second. Here. Sorry, I should have had this a little bit set up a little bit better. Let me pull up her name real quick. Van. So, sorry. Zazie Beetz plays Van in Atlanta. So, in this episode, Earn discovers just how weird white people can be when he accompanies Van to a traditional German festival she frequently visited as a kid. So that was a interesting plot summary by King Schultz on IMDb. Yeah, I couldn't describe it any better than that. It was quite an odd festival. It was definitely a boundary pusher for Earn, and I've been in places like that where I've just been seriously uncomfortable, don't want to be there. Never been called out for having some sort of like blackface thing going on, which I always thought, oh my gosh, that was a absolute atrocious joke. When they said that they dress up in blackface, and then they actually thought he was in blackface, and then considering a few episodes later he might go and reverse that. But anyways, the yeah, the majority of the episode, it was kind of the departure of Van and Earn, and well, we can go through it just a little bit. It started a little bit where the tearing of the seams started to happen around where Van and the German bartender were kind of just blatantly having conversation right in front of Earn, and it was bothering him. But in Earn's kind of pushy, kind of a dick at some points, but I mean, he does feel like he's kind of being pushed to the side. He's starting to feel out of place, and he's just not comfortable, and he doesn't know if being with her is the right move. So there's definitely race issues that are brought up again, like many of the episodes. This one's brought up between the girls. Okay, so the argument that came about between Van and Earn about them not really working out, I thought it was well done with the ping pong playing and whatnot, and deciding on in the first ping pong game, just how that went south. I don't know if why Earn was getting so butthurt. I mean, he just really felt out of place, and he just felt the need to lash out. And they still had a joke to put on top of it with the babyface guy, and that shit was having me cracking up. And he's like standing there with the babyface guy, and it was still funny. And also they had that ridiculous dragon going around stealing shit. I'm not really sure how that worked out at the end, because the dragon took the whoever was in the dragon suit was taking took her cell phone and was stalking her sort of in the background or something like that. It was weird. It was kind of trippy, cerebral kind of, and I couldn't tell if there's someone supposed to be in there, and she knocked the thing out, and I don't know. It just like many of the episodes, it kind of leaves you on a what the fuck did I just watch? But yeah, so I thought that the second ping pong match after they had really gotten in, fallen out and parted ways for the rest of the episode, sort of. I did not see that happening. I thought that maybe in any other show, I think that you would expect, they would play ping pong, and of course the way it was shot, back and forth, and getting, a little bit more rhythm in between, and then when it cuts to the credits, I guess you would normally expect that. I think if Earn, whoever would decide about the relationship to happen or to continue in any other show, it would continue, but in this show, it stops, and it feels like a real breakup, especially with the next scene. I believe that it was a difficult, scene. It felt kind of like they were actually breaking up. They look like a legitimate couple. So I credit and points to the writers and actors and everyone that produced this. This was another phenomenal episode. Be sure to rate, share, subscribe. Check us out on the Lucky Dog Podcast at all the popular podcast apps that you can think of, iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, TuneIn, Google Play, all the good ones. We've got more coming down the pipe. Please check us out. The full library, any of the movies, we got all the good stuff. Lucky Dog Podcast on Twitter. Email us at theluckydogpodcast@gmail.com if you want to be featured on the podcast. Thank you, and have a good one. Take it easy.